Masechet Kelim, Perek Bet, Mishnah Vav. We mentioned earlier a broken utensil that's made of earthenware could still be considered a keli if it's fit to hold a certain amount. A broken piece of this kind is known as a gistera, something that was split in two, and it still has a din of a keli. The Mishnah is going to teach that in order for this broken keli to be considered a gistera and still have the potential to become tameh, it must come from a utensil that was considered to be a keli before it broke. If it wasn't considered a keli, then it doesn't retain its status of a keli. It has to be a keli to still have the potential to be a keli, or else it's not a keli at all. There's a rule that a kli does not become a keli until it's complete, till its manufacturing process is complete. With earthenware, it only happens when it's in a kiln and it's put to fire, and it's turned into a hard object. It's at a very high temperature, and now it's complete. The Mishnah is going to tell us about a case of a utensil that broke while it was being fired inside of the kiln, and one of the parts is still usable. Mishnah says, "Gistera shenimset ba kivshan," a gistera that was found inside of a kiln. "Ad shelo nigmera melachta tehora," if the utensil broke before its manufacture was complete, before it was hardened, then the gistera is pure, it cannot become tameh. But if the utensil broke after the manufacturing process was complete, it's already hardened, then it does have the ability to become tameh. If it is a kli now, because it was manufactured, and then it broke afterwards, and it's a gistera, it does have the potential to become tameh. Now we'll talk about a utensil that was used for watering plants. There's many holes on the bottom of it and a small opening on top. After it was filled with water, the person would cover the opening on the top with his finger so water didn't flow out through the holes in the bottom. When a person has this type of utensil, it needs air to enter to replace the water. So if a person is holding his finger on top, there's nothing going to come out of the bottom. He then went to the plants to water them, and he removed his finger, so now the water flows out through the holes. This is called a titros. That's the name of the utensil. Titros, this kli that's used for watering plants, is a machloket about it. Rabbi Eliezer bar Sadok says it's pure because it has holes on the bottom that prevent it from holding water, so therefore it's not really a utensil that's a container. It doesn't hold onto anything. Even though temporarily it does, since there are holes on the bottom, it doesn't hold anything long term. It says, it's tameh. It has the potential to become tameh because it can hold water as long as he keeps the covering covered with his finger. And when he removes it, it lets that liquid only drop by drop. So therefore, it has a din of a container because it could hold on to the liquid. And it does. If his finger is there, it does hold on to it. And then even when he removes it, it only lets it out in a very, doesn't gush out. It drips out slowly, and therefore it's considered to be a container, and it has the potential then to become tameh. That's the overall rule. If it could hold water, it's a receptacle, it's then considered to be a keli. If it's a keli, then it has the potential to become tameh.